Blog Talk Radio.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Dark Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And we are on here today, June 7th, 2016. You know what? Next time I talk to you in a week, I will be half a century old. I'll be starting a new chapter of life. I'll be doing all that. Actually, I'm looking forward to it. It's kind of funny. Issues here. I apologize for that. It appears that some way, somehow, there's some audio problems with Blog Talk Radio today. And as well as the website, which now seems to be frozen for me. So hopefully that clears up soon. So I can't even get into my Facebook page. But what I'm here to say today is that if you'd like to participate in this show, you know, it's going to be very short, sweet, and simple, probably, unless you do call in. As we talk about when the silence isn't quiet enough. So you can participate in a couple of ways. The chat room is supposed to be open, and as I said, it's having an attitude as well. If not, you can join us over at Facebook, on the Facebook group called Purpose Talk Radio Conversation. And put comments in there, and you will. And then, of course, you can, if you're doing this live, you can Skype, or you can join us by calling in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Let's see, the song that you heard is by the group True Trinity. That vocalist is Julian Clark, as well as the co-writers on the theme, myself and Rachel Martinez. And of course, that is chosen as the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio. But you can find their music at truetrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. Of course, we have permission to use that song as our theme song for the show. Blog Talk Radio is requiring us to be that now. Of course, too, so that we don't infringe upon any copyright issues or any of that that happens to come about by illegally using music. And as a musician, of course, I understand that well. You know, there are some folks and places that basically the stuff was just used. People had it, and we thought we could put them here. So that's kind of new with, not totally new, but new enough with all of the shows that you're hearing on Blog Talk Radio these days. Let's see. This show does air Fridays at 2 p.m. In the Midwest, otherwise noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. on the East Coast, and 8 p.m. in the UK. The same location that you originally found the show. And welcome to listen then. And of course, if you are commenting at that point, please do put it over at the Purpose Talk Radio Conversation Facebook page, because that's the only place that is open at the time. Let's see what else. You know, we are looking for guests as the summer evolves here. folks who would like to be on the air with us. Next week, I will have Cheryl Vinova on, and she will be talking a little bit about overcoming abuse. And I'll get a little more specific on that. Of course, as I make posts during the week, excuse me, a little bit dry today with weather. It's kind of humid out here, and yet, strangely enough, excuse me, my voice and my throat are a little bit dry. So, anyway, what else? I think that's pretty much it. Hey, that's short, sweet, and simple, easy for everyone. Today we will be talking a little bit about quiet enough. We all have times in our life when we like to be busy, and there are other times when we would just as soon walk away from everything and be silent in the moment. And when we do that, for me, a lot of times my, what do I call that, the monkey chatter, the monkey sounds are the ones that keep going on, just like at a zoo, a constant sound. And I've got a couple of suggestions as to when and how you can maybe overcome some of that. We all know that there's meditation out there. You know what? Meditation isn't necessarily quiet enough. When I go into meditation very often, my brain is still going 100 miles a minute. I want to think about all the things that I should be doing instead of sitting quietly. All those things that are just, the projects I didn't finish. And the places I could be, and the people I need to talk to, this conversation, that conversation, and on and on and on. Well, you know, that just doesn't work. It doesn't get me in meditation. It doesn't get my brain to process. And, you know, the toughest part about that is it keeps me from the whole method, the whole reason for the meditation, which is be silent and be in the moment. The church service I attend, which is a unity church, when I am there each week, we have meditation as part of the service. I am really good at going on and on and on and having my brain think of all the other things we should be doing. But one of the ways that I've been able to stop that noise is to focus on just one thing. I let myself do my meditation about what I'm supposed to do sometimes. And if I can't stay focused on what is being guided through, then I will stay on, okay, here's my list of this, A, B, C, D. Okay, brain, are you done now? Can I go and do what I'm this time is meant to do? And then check on. The other one that I do very often is to just picture the room all one color. And kind of let my brain do it. You know, it's kind of one of those chakra things. There's two pieces to this. And one focus and let the room deal with whatever emotional thing, feeling is coming up in the moment. I mean, a lot of times it's a blue or a green. And the interesting thing about that is those are the two chakras that I need to really focus on. The blue being the throat chakra. And learning to say what I feel and how I feel it. And the green being at the heart and the feelings and the emotions that I go through on a daily basis. And that's why I think those two are often the color that fills the room and fills my meditation. And those are the two areas of my life that I need to have the most work a lot of times. Oh, I can balance myself out. I think I'm balanced. Okay, that's fine. But when it comes to saying I should say a thing, I eat my words. I do that a lot. Especially when it comes to someone wanting my time. That's the balancing. I don't do well. I'm setting the boundaries. So I think that's part of why when I try to be silent, my brain's telling me I should be doing something else. Because I want to help and be compassionate and be a part of other people's lives. And if I'm sitting there focusing on me and what I need and what I need in that quiet time, I can't be helping somebody else. Oh my gosh. Well, I have to really learn to shut down and be quiet and listen. The last couple of weeks, I have had a lot of intuitive messages to other people. And sometimes it's scary because I hear this voice, I hear this sound, I hear tell someone, or think about this for someone. I want to brush it away. I don't want use other words for something that can come in. I don't want the empathy that I pick up with somebody suffering something. Somebody's crying and there's a message for them. I end up crying instead of listening to the message. And then it's like, should I relay it or shouldn't I? Those voices, those things are what I need to silence enough to think about and listen to. And not take the time to make me mad. Those are the times that I do need that compassion and that power. And there's that balancing. When do I pay attention to myself? When do I pay attention to something else's stuff? And when do I just sit in this silence? Especially Americans are uncomfortable silence. We get in an elevator and turn away from everybody. Just get in, face forward, don't say a word. Or maybe you ask for the phone number, you trust, if it's not already. If there's too many floors, people tend to tap the foot or just lean on the sidewall. Whatever. Seems like as soon as they get to their floor, they jump up. If we're in a car with somebody, just riding along, we have to have the radio going on, playing along. We have to have a conversation. We have to have something else going on, or we get uncomfortable with that silence. I wonder why that is. If we are walking along in nature, I don't know about you. I love being in nature, and I love just being there, yeah. Hearing the birds and listening to the wind. And even when there's a storm coming, the clouds, the thunder rolling in. But if there's no sound of nature, what does that mean? Typically a warning that there's something brewing, that there might be danger there. Because when there is danger, all the animals quiet down. And you're in that sound. But they don't want to alert the enemy or those that might be there to hurt them. And that includes the storm. And so think where we, as humans, get that uncomfortableness from science. Maybe we are more like the animals than we know. Science might mean emergency, might mean trying to take care, be careful if something's coming up. We just don't know. We think the animals are so much different than us. But you know, we are, as humans, we are part of that animal culture. And when things get too quiet, there might be that danger coming up. We have to look for what that might be. I think that's why we think that science is sometimes too quiet. Yeah. One of the things that we can't have on radio shows is dead air. Because that indicates that something might be wrong with the station or with the sound or with what's happening. So what do we do instead? Is dead air you can't have it. I just gave you just a second of it. Give it your music, song, whatever. Instead of taking the time. And then being quiet. Sometimes I think it's kind of fun. Where do I want to go with this? I don't know where this message was supposed to go, actually. Was it again one of these last little things? And I think it was a lesson that I knew as much as anything that I wanted to share with you. I want to come back to that kind of intuitive nature. I think because some of us were raised in either a spiritual or a family familiar environment that says, oh, those are voices, they're going to take you away. You shouldn't be thinking like that. You can't be hearing that. You can't know that. That's wrong. I think part two of why we, because we think it's something wrong. Usually that intuition, those voices inside our head, that gut, somebody tapping on the shoulder, it's all an intuition and it's all a real part of who we are. We'll go back to those cave life. You know, what did people do when they didn't have stereos and TVs? They drew art. They're out in the nature. They were out in nature. They were out investigating. They were listening to their own voice. Okay, that's really uncomfortable. So there are times when I listen back at the show and go, there's other times I say, how did I say that and where did that come from? Well, I know that it is spirit talking to me and guiding me and talking to me. So a lot of times it's sometimes I'm talking to me. We need to learn more voices. If it's not quiet enough because our brain is going on and on, then we need to learn how to shut that down. And if it's just right, when you take those moments, you need to stop because it is that intuition guiding us. There's a spirit that is within us that guides us. And then we're forward. Leading our purpose, leading our being, and just doing exactly what we want. In that moment, in that time. So I invite you to do it. You take some time yourself. And the more that you do it, the more that you'll be able to accept And I'm speaking to myself just as much as I'm speaking to anybody else. I do well at prayer. Why somebody says that this sound is muffled. Unfortunately, that is a broadcast issue right now. And they are working on it, but I don't know if it's going to be corrected for the archive or not. I hope it is. I'm going to try and change over to my phone. And see if that makes a difference. And maybe that person in the chat room who was talking about it can tell me.
So we'll ask, is that sound any better? There, Citizen X, double X. If just tell me if that's any better, or anybody else that's listening, if that sound is any better. And if it is, maybe that's just going through the external system. Ah, they left. So anyway, I'm pretty much done with the show for today. I would like to give you a couple of moments, an opportunity to sit in the silence and to meditate about things. I'll do it guided, and then I'll give it just a moment or two of silence, even though it will be dead air, and invite you to take that on. So in order to prepare for that, one of the things that I do is take some deep breaths.
And you envision the various colors that you know are in your mind, your
solar plexus in your life. And you have reds, yellows, oranges, blues, greens, the royal purples that go through your system. Pick one of those colors and focus on it. If you can't take them, can't find the silence. And I invite you to take a deep breath and breathe in that color. And breathe it out. And maybe it's a whole rainbow, but maybe it's just one color. You need to silence yourself and silence your mind. I won't pick a color for you because it might make it suggestive. Instead, you find your level of balance. And I want you to just sit for a moment. And maybe say the affirmation of, I am comfortable in the silence. I am comfortable in the silence. And the third time, I am comfortable in the silence. And I'll give you a moment to be in the silence. And if you're listening to this in the archives, you know, take as much time as you want. Pause. Do whatever you'd like. And actually, I've extended the affirmation. I am comfortable in the silence, and I'm willing to be in silence, to just be in silence. So I invite you to come back for now. If you'd like more time on that, come on back and listen to the archives. And like I said, we'll call this show pretty close to an end here. Next week, like I said, we will have Cheryl on the show, and she will be talking about overcoming abuse. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you are serving your purpose, living in the world, doing what you think you're meant to do, or have suggestions for people who might be living their purpose, I would like to be a guest. Send me a message through Facebook, either a Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page, or through an email, Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you have products or services you'd like to share with the listening audience, get a hold of me in that email as well. So it is getting near. We're going to start promoting Positive News Month and Positive News Day just a little bit as we come up through June, and Positive News Month is in July. So I'm going to start promoting it on this show by doing our theme song. And I'd like to play that for you first before we close out the show. So here it is, thinking of positive news and how we can change the world by finding things that are good and positive in the world. So here is Jillian singing our Positive News Day theme song.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
You know, if you listen to change and out in the world and the positive influence to other people, you will find will start to change the world. You can get a little bit more about information.
And I just found out that my phone did drop, which is interesting. It says it is, even though my phone says I'm still on. But something happened again a little bit long time for you. So what I'm saying is, if you'd like to learn more about Positive News Day, feel free to come to that website of positivenewsday.com. That means and is about paying attention to things that are positive in the world, as opposed to what's not. So anyway, so as we leave this day for you, I would like to, again, invite you to join us at Purpose Talk Radio Conversation, carry on a conversation about anything that you have heard today that resonates with you, or anything that you'd like to add and share with other people. And until next week, I leave you with the song I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity, TRUETRINITY.com. Rachel Martinez, Jillian Clark, and myself being the co-writers on that song. And I hope you do always end up being who you are and living your purpose in this world. And until next week, I wish you all so much.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.